Hello, and welcome to the Creative Human Podcast. This is season four. I am Vanessa, your host, and I'm super pumped to introduce our very next guest, a woman that I look up to, and I am so honored to have her here on the podcast. Please welcome Lisa Nicole Rosato. She is the CEO and founder of We Are Woman Owned. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Vanessa. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Me too. Okay, so let's get right into it. Can you share a fun fact about yourself?
This is a challenging one for me. So I had to lean on my husband for support because I feel like, you know, not everybody knows who I am, but I feel like a pretty open book on social media. But he was like, you are really silly. Like, you're a very silly, like, goofy person. And not everybody gets to see that side of me. So I think that is something that some people would be surprised about.
Love that.
Love that. Okay, so let's talk about what life was like growing up as a young child. Tell us what influenced you and all the things. There's so much that influenced me. I think because of the context of this podcast, I will, if it's okay with you, chat a little bit about what influenced me in my upbringing that has led me, I think, doing the work that I do today. Does that work?
Absolutely.
I'm like, there's so much.
Yeah.
Growing up, it was challenging. I think in hindsight, even like up until this very day, I am recognizing more and more how challenging things really were and how much my upbringing has affected me until this day. So, I mean, maybe a lot of us can relate to that. I'm still dissecting, learning, unlearning till this day, things that have happened from my childhood. So it was for sure challenging. I don't think that I knew how challenging it was at the time, but I've talked about this a few times. It is such a big part of my story. My mom married three times and then had one daughter each marriage. So my older sister is 14 years older than me. She started her family young. Then there's me. And then I have my little sister, Stacy, who, even though she's about 4 years younger than me, she is mentally and physically disabled. She is high on the autism spectrum. She is very codependent, nonverbal. So it definitely was an interesting dynamic growing up where I did have siblings, yet I felt very alone.
Mm.
And because my mom had so much to tend to with my little sister, all the appointments and, you know, the challenges that come with having a special needs child, paired with being in a very unhealthy relationship with her dad in like every sense, which, you know, I don't know that, you know, it's my story to tell at this point in my life, but that was very challenging for mom. And she just, you know, didn't have the capacity to support me in the ways that I needed support. And because I am highly sensitive and I feel like I had this awareness in such a young age that things were challenging. Even if I was struggling, I wouldn't bring it up. I internalized it and I isolated. So I kept to myself a lot as a kid, highly introverted. So it doesn't surprise me that the work that I do today, I'm passionate about it because I've always been longing for that sisterly and that just like that female support system. Mm-hmm. And then I would say more and more as time goes on, I realize what a big influence my grandmother was on me.
Wow.
And she, again, mom had so much going on. So she practically raised me and my nephews who are close in age. And she was a hustler. Like she would sell, for those listening, I am Latina. My family is from Puerto Rico. My grandmother came from Puerto Rico here to the States, and she would make pasteles, like all the Puerto Rican dishes, and she would sell them around the holidays. You know, we'd go to Chinatown to go buy jewelry. Like she loved gold jewelry. And so she would like negotiate the prices, and then she would sell them, you know, to friends and neighbors, or she just became known, or she was like really into fashion. And I didn't put these things together until, sadly, one of my aunts passed away a few months ago, and one of our family members I hadn't seen for such a long time. And she said to me, "I'm so proud of you and everything that you've done. I've, you know, been cheering you on from the sidelines. I keep up to date on all the things on social media." And she's like, "So much of what you do reminds," she said, "it feels like I'm taking what my grandmother created to like levels and levels beyond." And I had never really thought about that before. That made me really emotional.
In my eyes, I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I can so resonate with that as well. It's like we're leaving behind the legacies. Like we're picking up the pieces and bringing it up to like new levels.
It never, honestly, it had never occurred to me that she was an entrepreneur in her own right and did so much for so many. Like she provided for everybody. Anybody needed money, they went to her. You know, if anyone needed any food, a child care,
you needed her to feed up somebody,
you know, like everybody went to my grandmother. Wow. So it's very interesting to make that connection because I just hadn't really thought about it. And that makes sense because I spent so much time with her from like zero to when I was about 13 years old, you know? And so there's that. My dad, for sure, being an entrepreneur, even though the industry that he's in, so he has like a window supply company and they do installations, you know, for houses, buildings, huge buildings, you know, storefronts, all of those things. Even though that industry never interested me, like it doesn't pique my interest, I've always just thought my dad being a business owner was the coolest thing. And I used to love going to meetings with him and going to the factory and just seeing him do his thing. So that definitely was an inspiration to me. I'm like, does he even know this? I don't know. Maybe I need to tell him. And I would say the last piece that I would tie into my entrepreneurial journey is I moved with my aunt and my uncle at the age of 14. I had just turned 14. I was not actually very close to them at all. I had seen them a few times throughout my life, usually around the holidays. And this is on my dad's side of the family. And I was really struggling it started in middle school, but I was really struggling my first year of high school. And my family came together and I, you know, wasn't aware of this until the conversation happened. And they had a discussion of like, I think Lisa needs more support, and discussing what that could look like. And so I had the option to move with my dad, which at the time our relationship was rocky, move with my aunt and uncle who live out in Long Island. But I knew, and I was pretty close with them, I knew that I would find myself comparing myself to their children who were close in age. And I knew that wasn't healthy for me. And so then there was my aunt and uncle who lived in Connecticut at the time. And that would have been a completely fresh start for me. Like completely, which was terrifying. But at the same time, somehow at 14 years old, I made that decision and I moved away. So that was life changing for me in so many ways. And my aunt is and has been such a nurturer for me, especially when it comes to my creative pursuits and like encouraging me to test out the waters and just explore my interests and see what my potential is. So I owe a lot to her as well.
Yeah. I learned so much about you. I had no idea. This is so beautiful.
Aww.
And thank you for being vulnerable, because I know that our listeners as well, I'm sure that they're able to resonate with certain pieces of their life growing up that sometimes we just, oh, it's just part of life, but then we don't realize it's connected to life today. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's also what makes us the best that we can be, right? It's like our biggest achievements or accomplishments come from the root of a situation, perhaps from earlier in life that made us strong, resilient, and all of the things. So thank you.
Thank you for letting me share.
Okay, so let's talk all things We Are Women Owned, also known as WAWO. what is the inspiration behind the business? How did you even come up with the name?
Oh, gosh. It is so layered for me. I think at the very root of it is wanting to create a safe space where women entrepreneurs, it's really women, but the work that I do, women entrepreneurs, for them to feel seen and heard and less alone, because I have felt all of those things, well, unseen, right? Alone, not heard growing up. So that's definitely at the root of everything. With We Are Women Owned, I had started my own online women's boutique, and I wanted to take all my knowledge from being, you know, boutique manager, doing the marketing, merchandising, buying, all the things. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go out and do this on my own. And it was really challenging. Like, I'm for sure grateful for all that experience and how it allowed me to start my business. However, there was so much I still didn't know. And I didn't know who to turn to. Mm-hmm. And this was back in, I think I officially started in 2016. And yeah, there weren't a lot of communities at the time. I still think there could be more communities.
Yes.
There weren't a lot of communities at the time. The threshold to get in was extremely high. Like a lot of these, there was like a couple that I was looking at. They were like, you need to make 6-7 figures and you need to be certified in this. And I was like, I don't even know how to get to that point. So where are the communities for people who are just getting their feet wet and starting to build their businesses while bootstrapping? It was really challenging to find. So that paired with the necessity, I was going to say the desire, it was really a necessity to get my brand out there, being that the online marketplace can be so saturated. And I started to see some bigger brands starting to stock some of the like cool indie brands that I used to stock for the shop. I started to like panic and I was like, oh my gosh, the thing that sets me apart, I know, is like me and why I started this business. And I need to get myself out there. I need people to get to connect with me. And I also want more people to be able to try on, right? Touch, feel, see, experience the products. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do in-person pop-ups. I couldn't afford a storefront. And that's not something I really desired at the time. Mm-hmm. So I started a little pop-up with, I think it was 3 or 4 other women entrepreneurs. And I think because I have always felt more comfortable around women, my family, there's a lot of women, especially on my mom's side of the family, which growing up, I spent a good chunk of my time with. So that naturally just sort of became the focus is other women entrepreneurs. And at that event, there was so much that I started to notice. I guess the pieces started to fall into place that I was like, man, like I wish I could almost like mentor these women. Take all the stuff that I've learned that I feel like they could be applying to their business to really make the most out of these pop-up experiences. So 2 months later, I did that. We had over 20 vendors this time, which was wild. This company called This Open Space, they don't exist anymore, but they're very similar to like Storefront and Peer Space, where you can like list your space, the space you have available, and people can like rent it out for a period of time. They reached out to me. They're like, we somehow, I think it was like Instagram. They found what we were doing, that one little pop-up. And they were like, we love this. Like, can we hop on a call with you? And they were having offering like a grant. They encouraged us to apply and we received $1,000 toward a space. So it didn't cover the full, you know, rental fee. However, $1,000 allowed us to get into a much better space and a better location. So we were able to have over 20 brands. And then I started to implement the mentorship. So there was like this whole guide that I would put together, all these resources ahead of time. We would hop on a call where I would share, you know, all of the tips that I had, where the women could connect with each other ahead of being in the space, the days of the pop-up. Because I know for me, for someone who's, I know some people will be surprised, I am actually introverted and can have social anxiety. I think I keep it at bay, but definitely struggle with these things. I wanted the women to feel as comfortable and as safe as possible. And so trying to get as many of them to connect ahead of time was kind of like the secret sauce. And I can't even tell you how exciting it would be the day that we would go into setup. they would be so excited to like meet each other and hug and converse and connect even more throughout the time that we were at the pop-up. So it was very rewarding. And then from then on, I think we ended up doing 15 pop-ups total until the pandemic hit. But that's how it started. It was really my own necessity and my own desires and just knowing I was like, I can't be the only one. So,
yes. Yeah. And I even remember when you came and did a pop-up experience here in Boston.
Yeah.
And that's when I became your fan and I signed on for life.
Oh,
we want you for life. Stay with us forever.
And I was like, this is such a neat experience. And even being from Boston, I'm like, I haven't experienced something like this before. So it was so special to be able to see that such very early on. And I can't even remember. This was many, many years ago. So I don't even remember.
Like 2018?
Yeah. I feel like it was 2 decades ago, but.
Yeah, no, it feels like WAWU has existed for 5 years, but it feels like 10.
Yeah.
It does feel like 10. And then you asked about the name. Okay, so the first couple of pop-ups were under my brand, the Style Theory Collective, and I just like hung on to that collective piece. I was like, well, it's a collective, like it's people coming together, but I would have to consistently explain what it was. And when I was trying to find vendors in the very beginning, right? Like, it's not like people knew just to flock over to me to participate in our pop-ups. I had to hunt for women-owned businesses. And at the time, so much has changed in 5 years, which I'm so grateful for. It was not something that women were promoting. They weren't promoting that they were women-owned, like their businesses were women-owned. So I had to send out, I don't even know. I was like, was there Instagram DMs? I can't even remember. I was emailing and messaging like crazy. I was like, I feel like this brand just from like the energy or like the visuals or the branding. I was like, I have a feeling this is women-owned. And so it was a lot of me having to do, you know, it's like cold calling essentially. And trying to figure out if these brands were women-owned. And so the name We Are Women-Owned was really like my desire for other women to own that and to stand in the fact that we are women, that they are women-owned. And also just like, again, going back to the collective, the community. So for me, it just felt like, as I explained it to my husband, that we have it on our website, it felt like a movement, a declaration, a sisterhood. And so that's where the name came from. And it came to me, it was like months of trying to figure out a name. I woke up, it was January 11th, 111, the morning. I think it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh my God, I think this is the name. Is it available? And the website was available. The Instagram handle was available. It was available across everything. And I reached out to my logo designer for the Style Theory. And I was like, I have this idea. I can't afford to pay you right now. But if we were to do this, how much would it cost? Because I was like, I just immediately purchased everything and got the handles on everything. And she was like, oh my God, I love this. Like, it makes so much sense. And she was so generous to us. And she was like, I don't say this publicly, but every year I like to offer my services pro bono to a handful of people, businesses. And she's like, and I'd love for one of those opportunities to be for you, because I really believe in what you're building. So shout out to Olivia Herrick. She has since blown up, which is amazing. She so deserves it. She has a whole design studio now and a team and all of that. But you see, good things come to good people doing good work. And so that's really how we were able to get the ball rolling ASAP. It was really just waking up and feeling like this is the name. But we would not have been able to get the ball rolling as quickly as we had without her support. So, yeah, the name. I love the name. I love the name.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is such a moving story.
Aw.
Okay. So the next question I have for you, and I'm like, I don't even know if it's possible to top it off given all the things that you've already shared, but is there... like, what is your proudest moment with WAWU thus far?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many proud moments. which is like kind of refreshing to say, because I'm the type of person where I never feel like I'm doing enough. So just going to like sit with that for a second. I think there's so many proud moments. I think surviving the pandemic for sure is a very proud moment, because I had to put my pride aside, my perfectionism aside. I had to learn to lean in, to try new things, to experiment, and just to, I was just so focused on serving that I wasn't as afraid of quote unquote failure. Mm-hmm. I don't usually use that word, but it was less about something not working and just throwing spaghetti at the wall, right? Seeing where we could best serve our community members in a time of desperate need. Then also for WAWO, right? Like our bread and butter was in-person events. That was not a thing anymore. Right. So
the power of pivoting to the mat.
Oh, yeah. And I'm surprised. And so glad that I let that perfectionism go. And just, I was like, we need to show up. We need to support our community members and beyond. And so we were just trying new things that leaned into like the work that we were already doing in terms of like visibility and storytelling and trying to get the word out there about these women-owned businesses. It just looked different. It was now online, right? And also like we went from like our free Facebook group to a paid membership community and upping the amount of business resources that we provided. And so what's really beautiful about that time is we learned a lot. We're still like, I feel like we're still in our infancy, if I'm going to be honest, because we launched so many new things. And now I finally feel like we found the thing, which is what our membership looks like today. But what's really beautiful is, because we're digital, like we're not only restricted to businesses in the tri-state area. Although we have had a business come, or a couple, from California to do our pop-ups, one from Argentina, which like blows my mind. But predominantly it was women like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, because our events were predominantly in the city, New York City. But now we get to reach women far and wide. We even have like a handful of women at this today. I'm like May 12th, 2023 that are global. So like there's one woman from Singapore. There's one woman from the UK, or maybe even a couple at this point. So I really feel like the amount of women that we can support is almost limitless, and we're barely scratching the surface. So that's been really exciting, and I think a big gift in going from in-person to online.
Absolutely. And for anybody listening, I mean, you just have to. If you're going to do something for your business, you must join WAWO, period.
No, point blank.
I have to tell you, there's not one person that does not genuinely already like encompass all of like the values of being human and supportive and all of the things. And I do believe that the power of WAWO is you, Lisa, right behind it. Like, yes, we don't have enough communities, but I also know for a fact, and I'm confident to say this for being a member for so many years and a supporter and like brand ambassador and just everybody join WAWO. It's like, it's definitely the place where you're not going to feel lonely. You're going to feel seen. You're going to feel supported, and they're going to go through different phases of whatever it is that you're doing in your business. It is the place to go, 1,000%. So join us inside.
Vanessa, I will receive that. I'm so quiet important. Because I'm like trying to receive it. It's interesting because I go through ebbs and flows of it, where there's times I'm like, oh my God, there's so much value here and I want all the people to get the value and to know about it. And then there are times where I'm just like, is there value here? And I think it's like, you know, because there's moments running a community, a membership community, it's
very hard.
It's not easy. And when you care so much about the work that you do and the people that you have the opportunity to support, if you feel that's those are the right words, that they're not taking advantage of all those things, you don't really know, right?
Right.
I'm just like, what am I doing wrong? Even though I know damn well that who we attract are people who are wearing all, if not most, of the hats.
Right.
And so they have a lot. So if they're not, like, you know, super engaged or, you know, showing up as much as you'd like them to, that's because they likely have so much going on. And I am that person too. You
know, I'm personal.
So I will say, I do feel like there's so much value. The people are just like chef's kiss, top notch. I do love that you say, like, you feel like, you know, I'm the reason is me. However, maybe I think it's us. I just think it's like all of us collectively, we are very similar people and we want to succeed ourselves. And we're very passionate about the work that we do, but we're equally as passionate about seeing the women around us succeed.
Absolutely.
And one of our members, I have chills, Yumi, who everybody adores, Yumi Jean-Francois, she's the founder of Flex and Fly. I wish I could give everybody a shout out, honestly. She said something to me a few months back. She connected me with a bank. And at the time, that meant so much to me. And she and I kept praising her and thanking her. And I was like, I'm just so grateful. And she said, I take you with me into every room that I walk into. Oh my gosh.
Chills.
And I feel like those are the caliber of people that we attract. Like, they truly want to see you win. If they're making a connection where they're just like, oh my God, like, I need to connect them with this person. And this is why I think I struggle when people don't show up. It's because I'm like, how are we supposed to know how to serve you? Or like, how do we serve you if we don't know what it is that you need and what your goals are? Because once you start to share that, you are going to be top of mind in certain scenarios where people are making certain connections. So anyone listening, like, when you join your communities, go ahead and share those goals and your needs and your challenges so that people know how to best support you, whether it's like in that moment or maybe it's months down the line. Maybe people don't have, you know, the resource or the connection or the piece of advice in that moment, but I am willing to bet at some point within the next few months, someone will be like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I have just the thing or just the person or just the resource.
Right.
So I really feel that with the women in our community. Even like you connected with Poi from Summer Space Studio, which I've been just bought a bouquet from her for his mom. And I was so excited because he went on the directory. He picked it out all on his own and she just got them. They're beautiful. But she had a call with you.
Yes.
Week and she messaged me raving about you.
No way.
Yes. I messaged you and the sisterhood about it. So
just
went through DMs. But she was like, I just have to tell you, like, the people in this community are incredible. They're like the people that I've been searching for. Vanessa is magic. We unpacked so much in 30 minutes. And I just love, whether it's like paid or free, like, you guys are so there for each other, right? As fellow women entrepreneurs, as sisters, as friends, business besties, whatever you want to call it. And then a lot of you will support each other monetarily too, whether it's buying each other's products, opting in and investing in whatever the services you're offering. It is so cool. I love you all so much. And yes, I had the vision for this community, but it would not exist if we didn't co-create this together. Or exist in the way that it does without all of you. So thank you all for showing up and putting in the effort and for leaning in and giving and receiving to one another. It's the best.
I have to say, it's like the coolest thing when you meet someone and they or yourself will say, I think I know you from somewhere. And then all of a sudden, I feel like when someone says WAWO, it's just like the angel starts singing. I'm not kidding you. It's that moment of magic. It's like, okay, I know you are a kind, genuine, caring, supportive person. So let's just be friends and get to business. Like, it's just immediately, it's like, I think it's hard to put ourselves out there. One, two, it's hard to put your walls down in general as you're building trust with anybody. But I'm telling you, it's like when anybody says, oh yeah, wow, done deal. Love you.
Besties.
Done. We're family.
Oh, I love
our family. And I love that. Yeah. And yes. And anytime I meet someone, they're like, oh, yes. Oh, my God. Sure.
It's like, you know, that moment. I don't know why I thought about it. You know, when the Sex and the City movie starts and the gals are getting all together and they're like so excited, screaming at the top. It's that moment where you hear someone say, wow, it's like, what?
My community's calling. I'm coming. That means a lot because we're small. No. We're still very small. Like our, which there's beauty in that. Like there's the desire to expand, of course. But then I'm like, oh, will it lose its specialness?
You know? I don't think so. I like that. Honestly, do not think so. In the years that I've been a member, not at all. Not at all. It's just, it's so amazing. Someone says, wow, we're like, okay, we're there.
Okay.
Where? What time? It's like, we're not going to ask questions. We're there. We're there. I love it.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
We're each other's people.
Shout out to Wawo for getting me my first client ever a few years ago.
Gosh. I remember,
right? Because it's like that moment of vulnerability as we're there to serve and offer something, right? Whether you're selling a product or you're selling a service. And I was just so scared and vulnerable. And I had launched, and my first launch was a complete fail. Forward, right? It was a complete fail forward. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. Big deal. Feel your emotions out. What did we learn? And I had realized I had left behind myself through launching. And I was like, hold on a second. I regathered myself and I went to my community and I said, I am launching something near and dear to my heart. And I have a beta program coming out. Will anybody be a part of this? And I remember, shout out to Carla from Eddie's Brand. She was my very first yes. And I love her dearly. And when I met her in person, I gave her like the biggest hug because we worked together, I think, close to a year right under that. Because of COVID, I wasn't able to meet her in person. And when I met her in person, I gave her the biggest hug ever. I'm like, I hope that's not weird. She's like, it's not weird. It's just like such a big hug. So thank you, Lisa. I've made so many wonderful friends through Wawo, and I'm so excited to continue to make friends.
You also showed up.
Right? Yes.
You put out the invitation. So.
Yeah. So that's always so special to me.
Oh. So all the things. Okay.
I have another question for you.
Yeah.
What is the situation in business that's taught you something really valuable? And I know we've already talked about like so many things that you've learned through the process, through the power of pivoting. So possibly you've already answered this, or maybe something else is coming up.
Losing my mom was big for me. So she passed away in September of 2021 in the midst of us bringing a big project to life. And it was our first time doing it. So there was so much going on during that time, and I had just moved back to Jersey. It was pretty chaotic. I will say that even though I have co-created this community with all of you and spearheaded this initiative, at that time, I had a hard time receiving support. So it's like I created this community because I needed it. I had a hunch other people needed it. However, as someone leading, hosting, whatever it is that you want to call it, founding the community, I had a really hard time receiving support. Like I was more than happy to be there for everybody else supporting. But on the other end, that was really challenging. However, I keep using the term lean in. I had to lean in and learn to receive during that time. There was no way that the business would have, I feel, survived without leaning into and trusting my team like never before. We're a very small team, but so mighty and so wonderful. And they're incredible. They love what we do so much and believe in you all so much that it is such a joy for them to step in the ways that they do and to do extra during that time. Mm-hmm. And also to receive support from our community members. I would show up on calls just like sobbing sometimes. Like I would be like, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to hold it together. And then the moment I would all open my mouth, the tears would just start flowing. And I just felt so held and supported and seen, even if I was just crying. We had our photo shoot for the holiday gift guide at that time. And I was supposed to be recording a video. And that day I got in front of the camera, I just started sobbing. And the cameraman was just, the videographer, I should say, was just like, hey, I know you're going through a hard time. Like, let's record this another day. He's like, don't, like, no extra charge. I've got your back. We'll figure this out. And I tried to get in front of the camera. The women just, because we had the lifestyle portion of the shoot, like the group, our members were actually there, our community members. And they just held me and hugged me and wiped my tears. And oh my gosh, it was so challenging. And I don't know how I would have gotten through it without their support and receiving it. Mm-hmm. It was big for me. And now I just feel like it feels much more balanced. And I never want to present myself as anything less than human or like I am above anyone else. I think I felt like I had to be like hold that energy, but that's just not who I am, first of all. And maybe I'm a few steps ahead of some business owners in our community. Maybe not, you know, but I still feel like we are pretty here and here. I'm like, we're pretty leveled in so many ways. So I'm just glad that that wall came down and it just I feel so much more like myself. I'm not afraid to ask for help when I need it. And it took that experience to get me to this point. And I think that we've built an even closer bond and trust with one another through that. So I'm eternally grateful to our community members and Team Wawo, because it was so rough. It was so rough. And not having that support would have made things, I think, a million times more challenging. So
thank you for sharing. And again, for being vulnerable. And we're very sorry for your loss. And it takes courage to talk about these things. So thank you.
We need support. We all need support.
All of us. And I always tell people and or my clients, which is, I ask them this question and they're like, oh, nobody's ever asked me. And like, whatever situation you're in and you're truly asking for help, are you really open and available to receive?
Yes.
Which is such a different chapter and phase in life, because we can say we want, but if we're not open and available to receive, which is, I think, one of the hardest lessons I've also had to learn myself, right? And it's not easy, but I think if we're able to just be human, right, and not resist the emotions or feelings, which can be so tough, in which anybody, you know, whatever situation you're going through, and just saying I'm open and available to receive, and that might look in different shapes or forms than you actually are requesting. And you would be so surprised of how people will come together to support.
Yeah.
There's such beauty in that.
Yeah. Mm. Really surrendered. I think that's the word. I really surrendered during that time. Yeah. I was like, there's no way I can get through this on my own. So.
Yeah. Talking about behind the scenes stuff, what is something people really don't know that happens behind the scenes with Wawo and yourself? I think we talked about this a little bit before.
Yeah.
This happens to you as well.
Yeah.
Right. Because it happened to me too. And I thought I was an alien.
Oh, no. So, I feel like our tight-knit community members know, and of course Team Wawo knows, because again, I'm such an open book. It's behind the scenes. It's the exhaustion. It's the tears. It's the anxiety. It's the self-doubt. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm just like, yeah, like, this is such an awesome thing that we're creating. Why wouldn't anyone, you know, want to be a part of this or support this initiative? I have, I think, equally as many days where I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh, and this is really hard and this is challenging. And the way that we're doing it presents its challenges, because at this point, I do want the business to be, or our offering to be, as accessible as we can make it. But we do a lot of things that require quite the investment on the back end that a lot of people, that's also something. It costs a lot of money to do what we do. it doesn't even scratch the surface of where I see this going in terms of the value that I'd like to see us offering our members in the future. But I think people would be surprised at what it costs, especially because the directory is proprietary, meaning like it is ours. We've built it from the ground up. Shout out to my husband, Brian, who's a software engineer, which has been, he's been such a blessing to me and to our community members.
Really?
But it is very expensive to do. So, you know, when things, we have our slow seasons, just like any other business, when we're not meeting our financial goals, I do start to spiral and I do have these moments of self-doubt. And I'm like, why am I putting myself through all of this stress, specifically financial stress?
Sign up for this.
In some ways I did. It's like, oh, yeah. But a lot of tears, a lot of ups and downs. However, thinking back to the why, oh my gosh, I so wish that I had something like this. Even younger, there's this really cool organization called Build. Is it Build New York? But they like seed entrepreneurship in like middle schoolers and high schoolers. And it is so cool. I came across them at Artisan Fleas many years ago. And they had like a pop-up. And I was like, what is this? Like they had their boots and they created these products and they're like storytellers and innovators. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And I need to get involved. So I was a judge and kind of like a mentor. This was years ago. Totally forgot about this. But like, I just think it is the coolest thing to, again, seed that confidence and that knowledge into it. Like, it's just the coolest thing. I'm like, I wish there was something like that existed. So I do understand the importance of the work that I do, especially as a woman of color, especially as a Latina, which you and I talked about a few weeks ago. And you were like, no, Lisa, we need this and we need you to be the one doing it. And I feel the same thing. I have to continuously remind myself of that. We need more Latinas as founders and the faces of their businesses and spearheading these amazing initiatives so that we can show other Latinas, other women of color, this is possible for you too. So, and there's room for all of us. So it can get really, our entrepreneurship is so challenging. It is so challenging. I spoke at a panel and we were relating it to like entrepreneurship to a shit sandwich. And I was like, some days are so delicious and other days that sandwich will leave a bitter taste in your mouth, you know? Yeah. And that's just, that's the journey. That's the ride. That's the beauty of what we do. And the fact that I have remained resilient and still like, I've persevered and pushed on and I'm still determined and motivated, even though I have days where I feel less motivated, speaks to how much I believe in what it is that we do. And the work that I still feel like there is to be done and work that I am meant to do in this in this sphere, in this industry. But yeah, I cry a lot. I cry a lot.
Okay. So the power of just being human, not resisting, right? Yes. There's nothing wrong with being human and we are here in this journey. And what's the point of having emotions if we're not using them and feeling them? Mm-hmm. On the other side, something always comes out. Always.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Are you able to share anything exciting or future things that are coming for WoWo?
This answer might be a little different from other people. I don't know. However, I'm very much a futurist. I'm very much a visionary. However, I think I'm starting to balance myself out a little bit, which is interesting. Maybe it's a temporary phase. I don't know, but I'm here for it right now because I have had a tendency to take on too much too soon, which also can tie into finances because I'm just like, I want to do this project and this project and this one. And I want to do it to the maximum, which is not inexpensive.
I can relate.
Never on a budget, right? So what's interesting for me is I've put those dreams and aspirations in a little box for now. And I think some of those have changed. So they're in storage. And I'm really focused on what it is that we have now and making it the best that it can possibly be. And that is what feels really good to me and what I'm excited about. So it's not so much about like this new thing that we're launching. It's really, although there's new aspects to it, it's more so focusing, really like fine tuning everything, our offering, expanding more on our directory features, which we have some updates that I'll be sharing with you soon, Vanessa, and more to come. And just providing as much value to, again, our community members who are essentially, it's so weird to think about them in this way, but you're all our clients.
Yes.
So we want to provide the best of the best for you all. So that's where I'm focused. You can sign up for our newsletter to stay up to on all things WAWO. And then, of course, we're going to be doing our holiday gift guide. So we're starting on that in June, which I know for some people is like, what? We actually started earlier last year because it's undertaking. But yeah, I'm excited to provide more value through what we already offer.
I love all of that. Can you talk a little bit more of the current features of the membership for anybody who might be listening and are like, oh my gosh, tell me.
Yes. So there's two parts to our membership. They used to be separate, but since the beginning, even before we launched them, like the directory separately, I was like, I feel like they should be together. And listen, for the longest time, and I think my intuition was right the entire time. So we've merged the two offerings. So it's really about you get community, business resources, and the visibility piece. So inside the WAWO network, you have the WAWO Sisterhood, which is the community component. It is where you will connect with fellow female founders. It is our little space on the internet for us to share our challenges and our wins, to have experts come in and lead workshops and brainstorm sessions. And we have check-ins and co-working sessions from those of us who would benefit from accountability, which, hello, I need a lot of accountability, especially being neurodivergent. I need a little extra support. So we have that there in the community. And then with the second part of your membership, you get the directory, which is the We Are Women-Owned Small Business Directory. And that is the go-to source to discover, shop, and support women-owned businesses. And this is available to both product and service providers. So that's something I'm really excited about. I've seen a few other directories pop up here and there, and it's usually separated. I feel really strongly, it's a longer story of having them together. So if you are a service or product provider, like, you are welcome to apply to join us, and you'll have a business listing on the directory. And we're building out some really cool features that we'll be releasing soon. But as a paid member, you have your listing, you have a business profile where you can list all of your socials, your story. People can pin your photos and products onto their Pinterest boards. You can share your events and special promotions, all of that good stuff. And again, I'm going to tease, because I have a tendency, like in the past, where if I would share exactly what it is that we're launching, I feel like this pressure. So I'm not going to share exactly what it is, but get on the email list.
Perfect.
Whether you are a small business owner, which I'm sure most of you are listening, or someone who is eager to support these businesses, there's something for everyone via the directory and our email list. So I want to encourage you all to sign up and learn about the incredible women and businesses we feel so fortunate to support.
Well, so excited. I can't wait.
And finally, what does it mean to be a creative CEO to you? I had to write this one down. I wrote, being a resourceful visionary who dares to dream big and puts the pieces together to help realize those dreams.
Wow.
I think that's what it means to me at this current stage.
Yeah. I love it all. All our conversations are always so moving. So thank you for your time. Thank you, everybody who's listening. As you can tell, Lisa is such a beautiful human. She's created such a beautiful and moving business. I'm a witness of that. Also, someone who will always be part of WAWO. And just thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate
you.
Thank you for everything that you do and for all that you have brought to me, to the community, to WAWO. I appreciate you so, so, so much. I don't know that you ever fully understand, but I really do. And you are such an inspiration and a support system to so many in our community and outside of our community. Everyone who has ever spoken with you, had the opportunity to connect with you, work with you, has said nothing but the highest praises. So, yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so for all of you who are listening, thank you for joining today's episode with Lisa for the Creative Human Podcast. Join us soon at our next episode for the Power of Women in Business. Talk soon.